Is this house a good price compared to others in the area? Are prices going up or down? If I don't make an offer right this very moment, will I miss my chance? These are just some of the questions a home buyer might ask. And these are the sorts of questions an agent who is a Realtor can help answer. Because Realtors have the expertise, data, and access to specialty training to help you navigate the process of buying a home. They provide support, guidance, and have your back every step of the way. That's what Realtors do, because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Hi, and welcome back, everyone. I'm Dr. Ellen Hendrickson, and this is the Savvy Psychologist Podcast. Every week, I'll help you meet life's challenges with evidence-based research, a sympathetic ear, and zero judgment. All right, so to follow up on the big response to the recent episode, Two Big Beliefs Linked to Depression, I thought we could fry another big fish this week with the two big beliefs linked to anxiety. And the two beliefs that follow aren't necessarily conscious, so your brain probably doesn't say these things overtly. Instead, these two thoughts are more of an undercurrent. But, like a riptide, it can be dangerous to swim in these waters. So here are the two beliefs that will pull you under. Belief number one is the worst case scenario is sure to happen. So, you probably know someone who can find the silver lining in any bad event. Someone dear to them dies, and they're thankful the suffering has ended. Or they get fired, but they relish the chance at a fresh start. You probably also know someone who will complain about anything. The beach was too sandy, the sangria was too fruity. And finally, you probably also know, or are, someone who can think of the worst case scenario in any situation. You have a headache. What if it's a brain tumor? There's traffic. Your boss is sure to notice when you walk in late. You're going to a resort in Cancun for a week? Well, don't get ice in that sangria, or you'll be sick the whole time. So this is the dubious talent of anxiety. It's the ability to take a situation that's anywhere from ambiguous to slightly threatening and forecast a really big catastrophe. Now, sometimes this is useful. You see your kids hauling a toboggan up the playground slide, and you assume they're not just planning on enjoying the view from the top. But other times, it's not so useful. We foresee big problems in small things. You make a mistake at work and think you'll get fired. Your partner doesn't respond to a text, so they must be mad at you. And sometimes we're not even sure what we're anxious about, but are simply convinced something bad is gonna happen. All right, so how to fight back when your brain makes Mount Everest out of that molehill? Well, here's what to do. When a worst-case scenario pops into your head and starts freaking you out, ask yourself two questions. First is, how bad would that really be? So in other words, is this truly a disaster of epic proportions? So for example, what if we don't get any offers on the house? Well, how bad would that be? Usually, the brain can take another perspective and say, well, it wouldn't be great. I'd have to rethink some financial decisions, but no one would die or anything, and I could put it on the market again next year. Or in another example, what if I'm in the wrong job? Let's ask again, how bad would that be? And you might come up with, well, even if I am, I can always look for another one.
Justin, and so good. Thousands of summer deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save up to 60% on new arrivals from Vince, Rag & Bone, Adidas, Joe's, Marc Jacobs, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. But hurry for first dibs. Get your summer favorites up to 60% off at Nordstrom Rack today. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.
Experience the joy of running in the new Triumph 22 from Saucony, the original running brand. Stacked with luxury foam cushioning, Triumph 22 turns miles into smiles with the ultimate blend of comfort and energy return. Shop Triumph 22 at Saucony.com. That's Saucony.com.
There are any number of reasons you might consider selling your home. To move closer to family, live within a smaller budget, or just wanting a change of scenery. Whatever your reasons, having to figure out all the various housing market trends in your area may not be what you signed up for. That's where an agent who is a Realtor comes in. Realtors have the expertise to help you find the right price and navigate the process to sell your home in a way that's right for you. That's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Now, the second question to ask yourself is, what are the odds? What are the odds it's really a brain tumor? Is it more likely that you're stressed and maybe dehydrated? What are the odds she didn't text you back because she's mad? Is it possible she just got busy, is in a meeting, or accidentally left her phone in the car? At least one of these questions, if not both, how bad would that really be, or what are the odds, will work with pretty much every anxious thought you have. Now, here's a bonus. When you're hunting anxiety in the wilds of your brain, look for this distinctive plumage, a question mark. Anxious statements are almost always phrased as questions. What if? What then? What now? And questions are slippery. They're hard to argue with, and the answer is almost always bad. So, when you hear yourself asking, what if, change your question to a statement, and then go from there. So, for example, what if the plane crashes? It's hard to answer. That really would be a disaster. But change it to a prediction of the plane is going to crash, and now you can tackle it by asking, what are the odds? Now, belief number two is I can't handle it. The second reason we get anxious is we think we can't deal. And it makes sense. If we don't feel prepared, we get anxious. But anxiety makes us doubt our own abilities. It becomes a feedback loop, and our fear feels like a fact. We feel incapable, so we must be. We feel overwhelmed, so we must be in over our heads. Okay, so how to challenge it? Your magic question here is, what could I do? So think of all the resources you could gather, your friends, your family, your inner strength, your health insurance, your chutzpah, to deal with your worry if it came true. How would you cope? What could you do? If you truly had a brain tumor, even if you know odds are it's a tension headache, what could you do? Seriously, what could you do? You could find a good oncologist, take a leave from work, stick to your treatments, and lean hard on friends and family. It would not be a cakewalk by any means. It would be really, really hard. But the point is that there are things you could do. It wouldn't be hopeless. And thankfully, most of our worries aren't as dire. Worried your vacation will get rained out? What could you do? Get to know every museum in the city, or buy a really big umbrella and say weather be damned? Worried you'll never find the right partner? What could you do? Enjoy your life, invest time in getting to know people, and trust the right person will find you. And if they don't, you'll still have built a great life with a wide circle of friends. The point is that even if your worries seem overwhelming, you can cope with pretty much anything life throws at you, from curveballs to screwballs to oddballs to cornballs. So to sum up, with any worry, ask, how bad would that really be? What are the odds? And what could I do? And you'll magically find Mount Everest shrinking back to molehill proportions. If you haven't heard, The Savvy Psychologist is now on Spotify, so check out the show there. If The Savvy Psychologist is helpful to you, head over to Facebook and like the show. Never miss an episode when you subscribe on iTunes or Stitcher, and have the show notes delivered right to your inbox by signing up for the newsletter at quickanddirtytips.com/newsletters. You could listen to any show, but I say big thanks to you for choosing this one. I'm Dr. Ellen Hendrickson, and transcripts for this and every other episode, more than just the last 25, are always available by going to quickanddirtytips.com and checking out the Savvy Psychologist channel. And of course, the Savvy Psychologist is strictly for informational purposes and doesn't substitute for mental health care from a licensed professional. Thank you again. I will see you next week for a happier, healthier mind.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
A lot can happen between falling in love with a house online and owning it. Between imagining living there and breathing in your new home for the first time. Having an advocate who can help you navigate the complex world of financing, inspections, negotiating, analyzing the market, and talking through any anxieties that may pop up, that can make all the difference. That's what the expertise of a Realtor can do for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and bound by a code of ethics. Because that's who we are.